Macmillan Audio presents The Life-Changing Science of Detecting Bullshit by John V. Petrocelli. Narrated for you by Larry Herron. To my dearest of bullshit detectors, Chep Kamoy and Chep Chumba, for calling me on my bullshit when I needed it most and giving me grace when I deserved it least. Back in 82, I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile. I'm dead serious. How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over them mountains? Yeah, if Coach would have put me in the fourth quarter, we'd been state champions, no doubt. No doubt in my mind. You better believe things would have been different. I'd have gone pro in a heartbeat, be making millions of dollars and living in a big old mansion somewhere. You know, soaking it up in a hot tub with my soulmate. Uncle Rico, Napoleon Dynamite. The truth may be puzzling. It may take some work to grapple with. It may be counterintuitive. It may contradict deeply held prejudices. It may not be consonant with what we desperately want to be true, but our preferences do not determine what's true. Carl Sagan. Introduction. What is bullshit? Bullshit. Vulgar slang. Foolish, deceitful, or boastful language. Something worthless, deceptive, or insincere. Insolent talk or behavior. Bullshitted, bullshitting, bullshits. To speak foolishly or insolently. To engage in idle conversation. To attempt to mislead or deceive by talking nonsense. Bullshitter. In February 2017, just 2 days before the 2017 NBA All-Star Game, superstar Kyrie Irving made some interesting claims in a podcast that ended up receiving more attention than the game. He stated, "This is not even a conspiracy theory. The earth is flat. The earth is flat. The earth is flat. What I've been taught is that the earth is round. But if you really think about it from a landscape of the way we travel, the way we move, and the fact that you can really think of us rotating around the sun and all planets aligned, rotating in specific dates, being perpendicular with what's going on with these planets, finger quotation marks on planets, because everything that they send or that they want to say they're sending doesn't come back. There is no concrete information except for the information that they're giving us. They're particularly putting you in the direction of what to believe and what not to believe. The truth is right there. You just gotta go searching for it." Kyrie isn't the only one. When online surveyor YouGov conducted a survey asking over 8,000 U.S. adults, "Do you believe that the earth is round or flat?" only 84% of respondents felt certain that the earth is round. A total of 5% expressed doubts, 2% affirmed a flat earth, and 7% weren't sure. Even more, over 226,000 Facebook followers of the Flat Earth Society dispute the earth's curvature by promoting the false belief that the earth is flat. However, when someone like Kyrie Irving, a world-famous basketball star with over 4 million Twitter followers, promotes these kinds of claims, they will gain a lot of attention. But did Kyrie actually believe what he was saying, or was he merely bullshitting? As a social scientist, I take Kyrie's claims very seriously. I don't take them seriously because I think Kyrie is correct. I know his claims make as much sense as arguing that the moon is made of cheese. I take them seriously because, as a researcher who studies bullshit, Kyrie's claims fit a pattern of behavior I see deployed over and over again. A belief in a flat earth would make sense if there was genuine evidence of a worldwide conspiracy to fake decades of space exploration, a denial of many branches of science, or discoveries of new forces and laws of nature.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?